From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Begin with the U.S. presidential race and potentially damaging allegations emerging involving Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Multiple women are accusing Trump of groping or kissing them on an airplane inside Trump Tower in New York and at his club in Florida. Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign overnight strongly denying that took place. A Clinton campaign statement called the new allegations disturbing. Trump and Clinton have their final nationally televised debate in 6 days. The election is November the 8th. On another front, Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. He told a rally in Florida that he is still in the race to win.
Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. That's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people.
A new wave of new opinion polls show Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over Trump. The Real Clear Politics average of polls gives Clinton a 6.2 percentage point national lead. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. The U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The U.S. officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same ship in the past 4 days. This is VOA News. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights is criticizing what he calls the rise of xenophobia in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Zaid raises concern about the growing trend in Europe of populist xenophobic rhetoric. He says he believes demagogues should be named when confronting xenophobia. He says he has no intention of interfering in any country's political campaign. But he tells VOA it is incumbent upon leaders to lead in a way that is ethical, moral, and responsible. He says people should be wary of political leaders who are seen to manipulate messages that could potentially incite hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hurricane Nicole is bearing down on Bermuda.
Residents and shop owners in the Bermuda capital, Hamilton, are prepping for what could be a massive storm. Hurricane Nicole, a Category 4, is headed towards the region with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. There are about 65,000 people on the affluent island, which is located about 640 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Bermuda has strict building codes and is well prepared for storms during the June through November hurricane season. Nicole comes on the heels of another massive storm, Hurricane Matthew, which wreaked havoc on Haiti. That Category 4 storm killed some 1,000 people and left hundreds of thousands of others homeless.
That was Julie Nose reporting. An explosion in the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state killed at least 8 people Wednesday and wounded more than a dozen others. The blast at Maiduguri erupted as a taxi approached a gasoline station near a camp that shelters refugees from Boko Haram jihadist attacks. It was unclear if a bomb had been planted in the taxi or if a passenger detonated explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the explosion. The chief executive officer of the second largest U.S. bank, John Stumpf, has resigned in the aftermath of a scandal over its sales practices at the Wells Fargo Bank. Last month, that bank agreed to pay $185 million to settle allegations that its workers opened millions of accounts without customers' permission to reach aggressive sales targets. More than 5,000 lower-level employees were fired because of the scandal. And the United Nations is expected to appoint former Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as Secretary General on Thursday. Guterres told VOA in an interview during his campaign that he was running for the top job because he wanted to create the conditions for solutions to global challenges. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.